Morning Wake Up, hour number one on your Monday. Getting the week underway here. Great to have you with us today, and we hope every day on the show. A lot of big stories playing out. Of course, been following. We'll have more coverage here this hour and beyond on the GOP situation in Washington in the House. It's been a kerfuffle. Of course, this is Michigan State Week. We'll have coverage of that on the show today as well. We're also keeping track of the fallout still from the Flint water story up the road in Genesee County. And this has been, you know, the last 2 weeks has gotten a lot of coverage. There's no question. Ever since the Hurley Hospital report came out, lead content with children in Flint, that shook everybody to attention. But this has been going on for months and months, and it doesn't take you long to Google and find out that there have been various stories, some gaining traction, some not. But there was one group here at the forefront, really from the beginning, and they were being loud, and they were being heard somewhat, but clearly not enough. I'm talking about the Concerned Pastors for Social Action in the city of Flint. They're headed up by the pastor, Alfred Harris Sr., with the Saints of God Church. He joins us now on the line. Good morning, Pastor Harris.
Morning, Dave.
Well, you got some news yesterday from the governor who says we want immediate action. I want $16 million to get this fixed. There is lead in the water there. It's not really necessarily coming out of the Flint River, but you've got a lot of aging infrastructure in the city of Flint. That's not news. And something, you know, wasn't coded right that used to come from Detroit Water. It was disconnected. City wants a new system. You got the interim system. It was a variety of things happened here. But the thing is, you knew that there was a problem. You didn't need a test, I guess, to tell you 6 months ago that there was a problem. You could see it coming out of the pipe, right?
Yes, it was discolored water, very smelly water, et cetera. That's been going on ever since the switch was made from Detroit to the Flint River in April of 2014.
So it wasn't when you got. I guess when you got this, it confirmed. Did it confirm for you what a lot of people already suspected, was that the water not only looks foul and smells foul, but at its core, it is foul.
Yes, it is foul, and it did confirm. Many complaints were made by citizens. There was hair loss, there was grasses, et cetera, that were basically overlooked and deemed to be not really scientific.
You heard what the governor said yesterday, and listened to that speech. What was your immediate takeaway from that?
Well, the immediate takeaway was he made a statement that basically said this was a decision of the city of Flint. And so what he was saying, according to my interpretation, was that the city finally said we had a problem. Now, we met with city officials on last Thursday, the 1st of October, and were told the water meets standards. The water meets EPA or other organizational standards, and the city administrator told us she drinks the water. So even up until last week, there was still a pessimistic attitude coming out of City Hall. And based upon what the governor said yesterday, is that if the city administration had come forth with a strong recommendation earlier or months ago, the switch could have taken place then.
But at that time, you know, the city of Flint's been under emergency manager, is that fair on the state's part to assume that when really they've had control in Flint over, I mean, the bottom line, both with money and which direction it's going to go, is that really a fair thing for the state to say? What do you think?
Right, because you are correct. The city administrator, emergency manager, were in control, and no matter what the city could do or would say, it was still up to them. But we still believe that even though the administration, the mayor, didn't have any authority to make it happen, at least he should have been saying it needs to happen.
Well, and we're visiting with Pastor Alfred Harris Sr., with the Concerned Pastors for Social Action. He was standing in front of the building. The cameras were on. This was back in March, April. But it did not get a big hearing here at the state level until very, very recently. And at that point now, we know that the kids have been exposed in Flint, children, to lead levels that are not acceptable, that lead's being found at a very unacceptable level in a number of schools in the city of Flint. We do know this, Pastor Harris, that, I mean, one thing the state's right about is that the move away from Detroit Water to an independent system was something Flint desired before state oversight went in. But in that interim period, taking water from the Flint River, that was under, you know, state oversight. And do you have any idea why it took, in your mind, so long, why you didn't get a good hearing? Is there a simple answer to that in your mind?
In my mind, the simple answer is the city administration did not impress upon the state the true gravity of the situation.
Hmm. And is that how do you address that? I mean, you live in Flint. This is your community. These are your people at your church, your congregation. But wider than that, this is your community. How do you address that?
Well, it's just all we can do is did what we did. We kept on lobbying. We kept on saying, look, these facts, regardless to what the regulations say, people are sick, people are suffering. And then finally, out of grassroots groups, the Coalition for Clean Water, of which the concerned pastors are a part of, we kept on lobbying, and we got connected with Virginia Tech, and then we got right. The Hurley Report, and those things is what really caused the powers that be to say, we cannot ignore this situation anymore. This is factual data that we have to deal with, because the children are suffering. And when that report came out about our beloved children suffering, everybody said something's got to change.
And it took, but it still took more than 6 months.
Yes, it took more than 6 months. And then, of course, as you know, whatever damage has taken place in our children is irreversible.
That's true. Now, there's no question about it. And of course, the Detroit Free Press with an editorial on this the last 24 hours that was extremely harsh and pointed at the state. But as you said, it's an accountability factor with officials, and it goes beyond the state of Michigan. So,
and I would say this also, Dave.
Yes.
This thrust, this exuberant thrust to change this water source should not have been led by private citizens. It should have been led by the administration of the city of Flint.
We are visiting this morning with Pastor Al Harris Sr. He's with Saints of God Church and the Concerned Pastors for Social Action in Flint at the forefront of this, and it's all going to happen now very quickly, but it hasn't been quick in coming. Pastor, thanks for joining us this morning very much. We will track.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you. You as well. More coming up. Don't go away. Morning Wake Up. This is 1320 WILS.